This is Chris Collinsworth for Bob Trumpy tonight on WLW Sports Talk. I want to tell you, it's sure a lot more fun sitting over here in Bob Trumpy's nice comfortable chair rather than these little wooden things sitting on the other side of the aisle. We're going to have us a lot of fun here tonight. We've got Bob standing by in California with an update on what's going on in the Super Bowl this week. We've got my good buddy, Mr. Jeff Ruby of the Precinct Restaurant, going to come down and give us a status report on Tony Leon Spink Sevilla. We're going to give you a further update on that a little later on. But most of all, we want to hear from you people tonight. We want to hear from the sports fans what you think about the Super Bowl. What you going to do on Super Bowl Sunday? Are you going to sit around and watch a game? Or are you going to go out and have a little picnic? We want to know what you're going to do. But as always, when I'm on the show, you know, we're looking forward to a lot of ladies calling in here tonight. It's going to be ladies' night on WLW Sports Talk tonight. Jeff Ruby's standing by. We've got an update on Tony Sevilla, our horse running down in Miami, Florida. That'll be coming around just a little bit after 7 o'clock. Right now, Bill, push the button. Give me a lady. What do you think? It's your turn on WLW Sports Talk.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, this is Jean.
Yeah. Well, how you doing tonight, Jean? What you got on your mind?
Well, I'm really not into football, but
I
call you and say hello.
You just wanted to call and say, I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah. Well, you are really have a great smile and personality. Well, and my daughter's got your autograph, so I told her I was going to say hello to you personally.
Is that right? Well, I like your family already. I'm telling you what.
Oh, you would. She's in nursing school.
Is that right? Well, I need a nurse every once in a while. I'm telling you. Is she as good looking as her mama?
Oh, yeah.
I bet she is. I bet she is. Well, Jean, I sure appreciate you calling.
Okay, Chris, and keep up the good work and keep that smile and personality.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
What the hell happened in the playoff game?
Now, let's not use any language like this.
It's
a family show.
What happened?
Well, Trump and I just went over a few of those things. We didn't play very well, though. We sure didn't. I know. I'm sorry. We didn't mean to mess up. And every time we get in the end zone, somebody throw one of them little yeller hankies at us down there and take it all the way back. And it was a rough day for all of us down there.
Serious? I was disappointed in you guys.
Me too.
I have two more questions. Are you going to be at the precinct tonight?
I don't know, Jeff. If I get a free meal tonight? Hey, all right.
Wow.
Could be. All right, well, thank you for calling. We're going to move around, talk to a few people in Cincinnati tonight.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. You're next on WLW Sports Talk.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
Good. Who is this?
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Yeah. So what's up tonight?
Oh, nothing much. Just sitting around.
Yeah. Not much to do in town anymore, is it? Reds aren't playing. The Bengals aren't playing. You're probably going out on dates, seeing Tootsie and everything like that here lately, aren't you?
No, I usually get under the precinct.
Do you really?
Yeah.
The precinct. Jeff, you must be making a mint, son. Jeff Ruby's sitting down here, the owner of the precinct. You want to talk to Jeff a little while?
No, that's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, he's married anyway. So what's up for tonight? What do you want to talk about?
Okay, I got a couple questions.
Okay.
Okay. What happened when Anderson threw the ball to you and you went for the touchdown?
Yeah.
What happened?
A buddy of mine on the offensive line, we won't mention any names, he jumped a little bit. I never saw the film. I couldn't stand to go back and watch it. But one of those guys down there, and the sad part about it is the only time my partners on the offensive line ever get their name mentioned is when they jump off sides or hold or do something illegal like that. But they played a great game up front, and they've been playing great all year long, and he just moved a little early, got excited a little bit or something, missed the snap count. It happens to everybody, and so we had a penalty, so they had to bring it all the way back. Too bad.
Yeah.
So what else you got?
Okay. You know that if the Bengals didn't go on strike and everybody else, you think you would have went to the Super Bowl?
I like to say that we would, but, you know, who knows? It's one of those things where you just don't know what would have happened, and I think it probably didn't hurt our team as bad as it did some of the other teams, because really, except for the San Diego game, we played better after the strike probably than anybody in the National Football League. So you got to believe that it didn't hurt us quite as bad. I just think that we just had a bad day. We played a bad ball game against the New York Jets, and when you're in a playoff one-round elimination kind of thing, anything can happen. So, and it happened to the Bengals on that day. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Do you plan on staying with the Bengals?
Oh, just as long as they'll have me. Till they run me off, I'll be here.
That'll be a long time.
I hope so. Well, thank you for your call.
Okay, it's nice talking to you.
All right. It is 6:41 on Sports Talk, and I'm sitting in for old what's-his-name, they said, from the booth. I got people talking to me in every ear here. This is an amazing situation around here. Yeah, you're up next on WLW Sports Talk.
Hi, Chris. This is Mary from Milford.
Hello, Mary from Milford. That sounds like a song to me.
Well, I called Trumpy a while ago, a couple months ago, and told him that his show stinks.
Oh, no.
And this is a definite improvement.
Aww.
To be on here all the time. Then I wouldn't mind listening. He listens all the time.
Hey, I don't know what to say because Bob's got a lot of his bosses sitting around in here tonight.
Yeah.
I appreciate the compliment, but I don't really agree with you. I think Bob does a great job, and I don't think I could do this on a full-time basis. He does a great job for this city.
I think Trumpy should stay in Hawaii, Japan, and California. That's why it's raining there, because he's here.
Oh, goodness. Y'all never went out or anything, did you?
Oh, goodness.
Okay, Mary. Well, thanks for your phone call and the compliment. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're back on WLW Sports Talk, and I have a very, very special guest with me. My good buddy, owner, operator, cook, everything down at the Precinct Restaurant, the guy that hoodwinked me into buying a horse that is now running down in Miami, Florida, my good buddy, Mr. Jeff Ruby. How you doing, Jeff?
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. All right. We want to... For those of you who don't know, there was an article that came out, and Turk Schonert, myself, Jeff, and a guy named Dean Loring went in together and bought a horse down at Churchill Downs, and he's now running in Miami, Florida at Gulfstream, is that right? At Gulfstream. He started a race about 3 days ago. Jeff tells me he's finally finished the race coming up. He's coming down the home stretch, I think, right now. And now so what we want to do is we just want to give you a general idea of what it's like being an owner of a horse. The first time out when we bought this horse, he did pretty well. What was he the first time out, Jeff? What did he do?
Well, he ran fifth. He only lost by 5 lengths, but he's running against pretty good horses that day we had him that first day.
Mm-hmm.
And he got bumped a couple of times.
Right.
You know, I mean, it came out in the paper that he was... all the comments next to his race, his performance, said that he got in trouble or bumped or checked or he had to be held up every race for some reason. He always got in trouble, Chris. The horse is running on the other horse's heels. He's getting knocked around, and he never just had a clean race. And
right.
And then, you know, the last race he had, he was all excited and nervous, and he hit his head on the gate before he left the gate, and he lost his two front teeth. One came out. Dean's got the tooth in his pocket. He's waiting for to see us over there. Shows the tooth. The other one that was loose, they had to pull it. So he's got, you know, two front teeth knocked out, and he's running around the, you know, a mile and a 16th. And
what is it that your friends down at the precinct have nicknamed the horse?
They call him Leon Sevilla now. Tony Sevilla. But bring you up today. You've been out of town. I've been waiting to talk to you. And
he just ran here recently, didn't he?
He ran yesterday, or day before yesterday. He ran fourth.
Uh-huh.
But, you know...
Well, how many horses were in the field?
There was three.
Oh, good.
No,
good.
He's
getting better.
There was 12 horses. He ran fourth. He was 11th, turning for home. He passed a lot of horses to finish fourth. It was only a 6-furlong race, and the trainer's been telling us he's got to run at least 7 furlongs or a mile, but they couldn't get him in a mile race down there. It's just hard to get a horse in a race at Gulfstream. That's a difficult track, but I've been waiting for you to come back. You know, I've got something to tell you, I guess. Not to talk to you about, but to tell you, and may as well tell you now.
Does it pertain to the horse? I mean,
oh, yeah,
okay.
It's sports information here.
Well, we're on WLW Sports Talk, so I think we can do this.
Well, we had to make a very critical decision, and Dean called me the other day and wanted me to try and find you and Turk to get your opinions to decide here. You know, there's four of us here got to make a decision. And Dean made his opinion, and then I got my opinion, so it was 50-50 no matter which way you guys voted. And I didn't know how to get a hold of you, and I was afraid to ask Turk. So we went ahead and made this decision that today the horse was operated on, Chris.
He was operated
on? Yeah, he was gelded.
He was gelded.
Yeah.
What is gelded mean?
That's when they castrate you, Chris. They
I know what castrate means. Now wait a minute. What are you saying they did? They did what?
He was missing two teeth, so he's missing. what it does.
Well,
right.
I mean, if you want,
there's an important thing here now. There's no problem with it. It's only $200 to do it.
Do we have to change his name to Sally Seville now or anything?
They do it. If you remember Kelso, who was the leading money winner of all time, he was nothing until they gelded him. And
Jeff, don't you think maybe we should have threatened him with this first before and trying to make him run a little faster? We did it to poor Tony Leon.
As soon as he turned three, he got, he was worse than you, man. They had nothing on his mind. There was no way racing was on his mind. And, at least you could put it aside for the games. He didn't know to put it aside for the races. He was just hyper.
That we're getting the big palm in here. We're saying tone it down from the other room here.
But that's what they do to a horse, it's a natural thing. If you're not going to breed the horse, that's what you do, and they run better.
I never even knew that anybody even told our horse about the birds and the bees or the horses in the trees or whatever you want to. Our horse is having problems with his love life, in other words.
Yeah, that's normal for a horse. Now, the horse just turned three, and, we weren't going to breed him anyway. So we bought the horse to race him, not to breed him. Now, the horse will be off for 30 days recuperating, Chris.
30 days? I'd be off for about 3 years. 30 days? And Jeff, we got to pay all those oat bills down there for 30 days. This horse is costing us a fortune. Does anybody out there have a job that maybe I can take to help pay for this little hossie that's running down in Miami?
But when he comes back, he's going to be faster than ever. There's no question about it. He'll be off for 30 days, and then he goes right, he's still working out. He works out every day now. He just can't run for 30 days.
And so now, but this is going to make him a faster horse, probably a lot meaner horse too, don't you think?
Well, I don't know what it's a psychological thing, but it suppose it tones down the horse's behavior. The horses are hyper, and it tones them down, and they think about is running.
Well,
instead of running around.
Couldn't we have found him a girlfriend or something? We had to. Oh, Tony's going to be mad. He probably never speak to us again down there. Our horse, Tony Sevilla, well, he's a couple pounds lighter now. Maybe he'll be start to finish his next time out.
You got it.
Everybody go bet on Tony Sevilla. Yeah,
nobody's
going to
know about this in Florida, so make sure that,
keep
the
it quiet,
keep
huh?
it quiet, because
okay.
he will
don't
win.
Don't tell anybody now.
He will win his next time out, and I don't know if they put it in the program that he was gelded, so I think we'll have an inside information. I think we ought to keep
we've got the scoop here.
This doesn't go down to Florida, Miami, does it?
I don't.
Does this
50,000 watts of power here on WLW?
No. Oh, I was just kidding about the whole thing.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, Mr. Ruby, for that update on our hossie. We're going back to the telephones now. If anybody knows how to help this poor horse, please let us know. You're next on WLW Sports Talk. Hello.
How are you?
Good. Who is this?
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay, how you doing tonight?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What are you up to tonight?
Oh, babysitting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you you have a question for us down here tonight?
Yes. I want to know when you were on strike.
Right.
Did you want to play Dallas or?
I want to play Dallas so bad you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, darn. I want you to.
Because when you travel around the country and get a chance to talk to a few different people, it doesn't matter what city you go into, you always run into a few Cowboy fans. I never was a Cowboy fan. I'm getting pretty sick and tired of hearing about those Cowboys. And so we wanted to settle the issue up here, but we didn't get a chance to. So hopefully they'll schedule something in where we can play them here in the near future.
Yeah, I was at the playoff game, and first playoff game,
mm-hmm.
and I really did enjoy it. You guys did a really good job, I thought.
Well, thank you very much. We didn't play that good of a ball game. We sure didn't. We embarrassed ourselves just a little bit out there, but hopefully we'll come back next year and be stronger than ever.
Yeah, Yeah, I hope so, too.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Mary Kay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. You're up next on Sports Talk.
How you doing, Chris?
Good. How you doing tonight?
Fine. This is Ron from Indianapolis.
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Just great.
All right.
Got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
As you were playing football in high school or college, did you have a football player or an idol or hero you tried to model yourself after?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was a quarterback growing up in high school and in college, and so I was a big Johnny Unitas fan. I love the Colts, and I really thought that Johnny Unitas was just about the greatest thing that I'd ever seen. When I came into training camp, though, I snuck up behind Anderson after I'd already met him, and I said, Kenny, you know that you were my favorite player in elementary school, and he turned around and gave me, I think it was a peace sign that he gave me there, but I wasn't real sure what he was trying to say.
Okay. And one other thing. Last year, I heard you on with Trumpy one day, and I just got the very beginning of your conversation. You were talking about you had a chance to meet this girl that did the Tab commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to hear the rest of the story.
What a story that was. They, I fell in love is what happened. The girl, I don't know if you've ever seen the commercial or not, the girl that does the Tab commercial where she's walking down the park, and she kind of sashaying back and forth a little bit, and all the guys are falling all over themselves, and she ends up picking up the two little kids at the end of the park, right? You know that one?
Yeah.
Well, I decided in training camp that I was going to try and finagle a way into meeting her. So we came back, and Lynn Berman, who does the NBC pregame show, was there and doing an interview. And so I kind of just him and hauled around ended up talking about her a little bit and saying how this girl just knocks my hat in the creek and everything. And so NBC decides that as a gag, they're going to fly this girl in and they're going to tape us meeting and everything for a big joke. And so they fly her in, so what they did was we never met, and they brought us down to Riverfront Stadium, the 50-yard line, and they put her in one of my jerseys, which came down to about the middle of her thighs down there. And that was about all she had on that day, or all that you could tell she had on. And she came walking out on the field, and I nearly fell all over myself, son. I'm telling you, I just about died out there. And I'm trying to get... I was so embarrassed, and she came walking out there. And so the conversation went and said... I said, you know, Don, I said, I'm just so happy to meet you. Welcome to Cincinnati. And she said, well, thank you, Chris. And I said, Don, I got to tell you, that commercial that you did, it just knocked me head over heels. I absolutely fell in love. She said, well, I'll tell you the truth, I'm a big fan of yours, too. You had a real good year last year. I said, well, yeah, I did all right. I said, yeah, we even went to the Super Bowl last year. She said, yeah, I heard. And I had on my ring, and I said, well, this is the Super Bowl ring that we got. And she looked and she said, oh, my goodness, look at this here. Isn't that gorgeous? She said, that's just tremendous, Chris. She says, yeah. She says, you got that. Look, I just got a ring, too. She said, my fiance just gave me this here ring right here about 3 weeks. And so as soon as she gets that out, I hear Lynn Berman and the rest of the crew over there just rolling on the ground laughing just as hard. So I got set up pretty good with that whole thing. So I try not to tell that story everywhere I go.
Okay, well, best wishes for next year, and we'll get them then.
Okay, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, we're coming right back on WLW Sports Talk. This is Chris Collinsworth sitting in for Bob Trumpy tonight. We'll be back right after this break. This is Chris Collinsworth back on the Trumpy Show right here, WLW Sports Talk. Want to say hi to my Uncle Tim over there in Ashland, Kentucky. Oh, he's going to love that. He's got his tape recorder on. All right, hey, Uncle Tim, everybody. We're going back to the phones now on Sports Talk. You're up next.
Yes, sir. This is, hi, Chris.
Hi, who is this?
This is David from Benton County.
David, good talking with you. What you got on your mind tonight?
Nothing much. I was just calling to see how you feel.
Feeling real good. How's your love life out that way?
Pretty good.
All right. You want to talk about anything in particular?
Yeah, I have a couple questions.
All right.
During last season, you know, what happened, what seemed to be the Bengals' bread and butter play?
The bread and butter play. Well, I think the bread and butter play was when they threw the big long streak to me. I thought that was the best thing they did. But I don't think the coaches agreed with me. But I think probably our best play is the play where we get Kenny Anderson rolling out and getting one-on-one with the defensive end where he has the run option of either running the football or else throwing the ball to the tight end, coming back across over the middle. It's been, without a doubt, our most successful play, and I won't give you the name of the play or how we do it, but it's been working out real well, and over the years, that's been our most consistent play.
Well, you know, I'm real proud of the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm glad to associate with them.
Well, I sure appreciate that.
And I have another question. How do you keep shape yourself on during off-season time?
I don't stay in real good shape in off-season, to tell you the truth. I play a lot of golf, I play a lot of tennis, and I do a lot of traveling around and trying to get a few things done business-wise. But I really enjoy playing golf. That's probably my number one favorite pastime. But usually about 2 months before the season starts, I start back into my my training rigors and run about 3 miles a day and run some sprints and catch passes. And usually by that time, I'm pretty much ready to go by training camp hits.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Okay, well, thank you for your phone call.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. You're up next on Sports Talk.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm just fine. Who is this?
This is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. How old are you, Rhonda?
I'm 18.
Oh, you little child, you. All right.
Well, you're doing pretty good at this.
Emma?
Yeah, and some people think you're just a football player.
Isn't that amazing, I'm telling you. Rhonda, what do? You go to school or what?
Yeah, I try.
I know the feeling. I tried to.
Yeah, you play football or what? No, yeah. Okay. So, how are you?
Well, good.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm calling for Fred.
Yeah, it's on for me.
No. Okay. There's this girl. She has a big crush on you. And if you're not busy or anything next weekend, you think you could get married to her?
Sure, I've got a few hours next week. How about Friday? Is that all right?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, give me a call. Let me know when the arrangements are taken care of. Do I have to pay for everything?
Well, you guys could go in half, but you just could have looked, you know.
Okay, well, maybe we'll go take her on the cruise for the honeymoon and everything. Sounds like a good plan. Is she as good-looking as you?
Oh, definitely. Oh. Actually, she looks like the girl you fell in love with.
Is that right?
Except for she doesn't have a fiancé.
Ooh, sounds like... How old is she?
She's 20.
Oh, 20. Oh, well, that's getting close. That's all right. I'm an old man now. I just had my 24th birthday the other day. I'm on a downhill slide now. You sure she'd want to hang around with the older man?
Wait, was your birthday the 23rd of this month?
27th.
The 27th?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well,
yesterday.
Mark Sebastian, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this on the station, but anyhow, he said it was on the 23rd. Well, we celebrated it anyways, okay?
That's right. Well, I hope you had a good party. Rhonda, I appreciate your phone call.
Okay, it was nice talking to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to take a commercial now. Okay, we'll be back in just a little bit on WLW Sports Talk. I just finished another big piece of this La Rosa's pan pizza from Queensgate La Rosa's. I want to tell you something, that's a fine piece of pizza right there. Let me get a little drink of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, whatever I'm drinking here. And we're going right back to the phones. Go ahead, Bill. Give me somebody to talk to. You're up next on Sports Talk.
Happy birthday, Chris Collinsworth. This is the Irishman from Columbus, Ohio, Chris.
I love that.
And
I
you're
love
doing great tonight.
Thank you very much. That's a lot of fun. How'd you come up with that?
Well, I heard you just talking about yesterday being your birthday. You racked up 24 already, huh?
Yeah, how about that? Thanks so much. That was I missed everything. I was in New York. I didn't get a chance to celebrate with anybody or anything. That was the first happy birthday I've heard.
Oh, that's great. Do I have a right to proclaim that I'm calling from the football capital of the world, Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, you can proclaim it. I don't know if anybody will believe it. You can proclaim it, though.
We had a lot of arguments. Chick Harley back in 1920 and all the All-Americans and the great Woody Hayes and... one thing or another.
I'll tell you what, there are some great football teams and football players coming out of Ohio State.
Hey, Chris, I'm going with Washington, the Redskins. Could
you
I
like
give you
them,
a 15-second
huh?
verse that shows my feeling?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, here we go, Chris Collinsworth. Washington can do it all. Skins will be standing 10 feet tall. When Theismann takes that old pig skin, the D.C. fans will be whooping it up on the old dolphin, kick Miami, and then George Worthington's wash day will just be marching again.
Yeah.
Wait for the block. This ain't no clock. When Redskins come out winners, and you'll know what's in stock. Oh, yeah, go, Redskins, go, go. And tell Brother Shula goodbye. I don't care what Collinsworth and Trumpy said. Go, Brother Shula, goodbye. See you, Chris. Happy birthday.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much. All right. That's a tough act to follow right there. You're up next on Sports Talk.
Hi.
Hi there. You got any songs for me?
Not a song. I had a poem for you once.
You did?
It was delivered to you.
Is that right?
Yeah, you were at a stoplight. It was after your party at Q102.
Uh-huh.
You looked a little out of it, so I don't know if you remember or not.
Yeah, I was a little tired after
that
whole
thing. Yeah, you looked kind of tired, but my boyfriend ran up and stuck it in your car.
Oh,
you were very polite. You took it.
It wasn't one of those poem bomb type things or anything, was it?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right.
It's a decent poem, and I don't know if you ever got to read it. You probably just stuck it in your pocket and then went to the precinct and forgot about it.
No, I doubt it. I'm sure I read it.
I hope so.
Well, I appreciate it.
I just have a quick question for you about your horse. Is he going to be running in the Derby this year?
Well, he really hasn't run yet. He's jogged a couple of races, but he's yet to run a race yet. So maybe we can get him in the jogging derby of some type. What do you
jogging
think?
But he won't be in this year's derby at all.
Unless this new operation has a miraculous effect, don't look for him.
Well, after what they've done to him, I don't expect him to be running much at all.
He's probably going to have a scowl on his face, I would imagine, for a little while here.
Birthday a day late, and I'm just glad I got to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your phone call. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back on WLW Sports Talk. All right, we're back once again on WLW Sports Talk. This is Chris Collinsworth sitting in for Bob Trumpy. We're going right back to the phones. Bill, give me somebody. You're up on Sports Talk.
Hi, Chris.
Hi there. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
God, who is this?
Susan.
Susan? How old are you, Susan?
I'm fine, yeah.
No, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 15.
15, okay. Well, what you got to talk about tonight?
Well, I was wondering why they always called you Cadillac Collinsworth.
That's a good question. It's a long story. It went back to my college days when I was trying on football helmets one day, and they were having trouble finding one just quite big enough for my big old head, and one of the guys standing in line behind me who'd been waiting about 25 minutes, he says, Collinsworth says, they ain't never going to find a helmet to fit your big old Cadillac head, son. Why don't you go on and get out of the line? And ever since then, they kind of picked up on it. And I don't like telling that story because the name's got a little better connotation the other way, but that's how it got started.
Oh, yeah. I always wondered. I got this shirt that says Chris Cadillac Collinsworth.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Do you wear it to school or does your mama let you wear it to school?
Yeah, I wear it to school. I wear it everywhere.
Is that right? Well, you're my kind of lady, I want to tell you. Thank you for calling down here tonight on Sports Talk.
I hope you had a happy birthday.
I sure did. It's a little happier right now. Thanks for your phone call.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're up next on Sports Talk.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Chris.
Who is this?
This is Beth from Blue Ash.
Hello, the double B, Beth from Blue Ash. All right, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. I wanted to know what happened to the defense with the Bengals at the Jets game. I was there. I was watching it.
Hey, we're going to talk about football tonight. All right.
Yeah.
I don't think anything happened to our defense. I think we had a few people hurt out there and ran into a couple problems. They hit some big plays on. The Jets have a tremendous offensive football team. They've got that Freeman McNeil and Wesley Walker and Lamb Jones and Richard Todd. And, you know, they've just got a lot of offensive tools. And if they start getting hot on you, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. I think, without a doubt, we didn't play a great ball game that day, but, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do about it right now. So we're going to go back to training camp, and we're going to come back and get them next year.
Okay. Do you know who they're going to be replacing Ken Riley with?
Hopefully nobody. Hopefully Ken Riley's going to replace himself. I think the guys, I play against them day in and day out there, and I think the guy's got at least three or four years, good years left in him.
Okay, well, that's all, and I hope you had a happy birthday.
Well, thanks, Beth from Blue Ash. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. You're up next on Sports Talk.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
This is Sandy.
Sandy?
From Portsmouth, Ohio.
Uh-huh. Sandy from Portsmouth, huh? What are you grinning at, Bill? Look, Bill likes Sandy from... All right. What you got tonight?
I'm 22.
22, hot dog. Is 24 too old a man for you?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right, good.
No, I'm curious about something.
Okay.
It's not about football.
Good.
Okay. I was curious about your full name.
My full name?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
My full name is Anthony Chris Collinsworth.
Oh.
Yeah, they were going to call me Chris Anthony Collinsworth because they wanted to use Chris for a first name, but they thought it sounded too much like that flower, you know, chrysanthemum, so they named me Anthony Chris Collinsworth.
Oh.
I was named after Anthony Quinn, too. You believe that? I look a lot like him, though. My mom liked Anthony Quinn as a movie star, so that's how I got Anthony.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to start training again this summer?
When am I going back to training camp?
Mm-hmm.
We usually start at the end of July sometime. That's not a whole lot of fun up there, though. I hope you'll come out and visit us, Sandy, because it gets a little dull up there.
Aw, poor thing.
Yeah, that's what I always say, too. No air conditioning, no TV. We get one little TV set so we can watch All My Children during the middle of the day. You ever watch All My Children?
No, it stays our lives.
Ah, you rascal, you. Okay, well, Sandy, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to be right back to close up Sports Talk for the final 15 minutes in just a little bit, so hang on. We're back once again on WLW Sports Talk. I'm sitting in this time. This is Chris Collinsworth sitting in for Bob Trumpy, who's out in California enjoying all the floods and the rain and the snow, and he's having a grand old time out there. And so we're going right back to the phone lines. Bill, talk to me. Who we got?
Hi.
Hi. How you doing tonight?
This is fine. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Me neither. I'm telling you. Who is this?
This is Debbie from Covington.
Debbie from Covington. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was at the game one Sunday when you played the Jets.
Oh, really? You got to see the ugly game, huh?
Well, it was.
Did you boo?
We really didn't get to see the game because the Jets players were yelling at us. Bobby Jackson, number 40 or 80 or one of the two, he cussed me out.
No. What? Really?
Yeah, they were really rude to us.
Oh, my goodness. Where were y'all sitting? You must have been sitting on their bench. They probably got mad at that.
We were in the third row blue on their side.
Unbelievable. Well, we'll get them back for you next year. Number 40, huh? I'll keep that number in mind for next year.
I want to tell you happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
And let's see. I wrote you a letter. I hope you got it.
Did you?
Yeah, I wrote it about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I sent it to the stadium.
Really? Well, I'm sure I'll be getting it here real soon. I've got to go check my mailbox. I just got into town, and I came running right down here to see WLW Radio. This is the number one attraction around here, you know.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
I can't either. Well, I appreciate it. I hope we get to see you real soon.
Well, I'm staying in Gold Circle right now. It's north.
Gold Circle, huh? Well, I'll probably be right down here. Okay. Well, thank you for your phone call.
Okay, I'll look for you again at the game.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You're up next on Sports Talk.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Di from Newport.
Hi, Di. How you doing?
Oh, just fine now.
Newport.
I'd like to know, have you ever met Tony Seville, your horse, personally?
No, but I would imagine Tony is not real anxious to meet me right now either.
Well, I was just wondering because maybe if Tony saw you face to face, maybe your smile would kind of make him happy and kind of run faster.
I would imagine your smile would probably do a lot more for Tony than what mine would right now.
I don't know.
Tony, as a matter of fact, we bought Tony off of a picture that we saw, and that was the reason we saw it. And when the fellas down at practice, they just absolutely could not believe it. They never got off us from day one. And Lindy and Fonny said that he had a picture of a bridge he wanted to sell me, and yeah, so we really caught it down there. And but if this horse ever wins, we're going to be right back in their face.
Maybe you can bring him up here and we can say who's going to beat Tony Seville.
Yeah. Everybody's beat Tony Seville so far. Oh. So, but I appreciate that, man. He does need a little help, and I appreciate that. Thank you for your phone call.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. You're up next on Sports Talk.
Hi, Chris.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing real good tonight. Who is this?
This is Carol.
Hello, Carol.
I was just calling. I'm wondering, do you plan on staying in town for the next 4 years, say?
I don't know. What do you got in mind?
Well, I'm going to be starting med school in the fall.
Uh-oh. Can I quit football? If you and I got hooked up, could I retire from football and just kind of lay around the house and watch All My Children and stuff?
Sure, as long as you do the cooking and cleaning, though.
Why? Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's a deal. How do you feel about Chicken McNuggets down at McDonald's?
Oh, God.
You can do better than that.
Okay, well, I'll probably do anything for you. Congratulations on getting into med school. That's tough.
I'm glad you had a nice birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for your phone call.
All righty. Bye-bye.
You're up next on Sports Talk.
Thank you.
Howdy. Who is this?
Chris.
Yeah.
Bob Burke.
Who?
Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
All right, Bob.
Got some bad news for you, Ferner.
Oh, no, my horse died. What happened? That's right, we've got insurance.
It's not at all.
Oh, what?
Brown heard that made Tony Seville run faster. Guess what he has in mind for the wide receivers?
Oh, no.
2.5 steps to Chris. That's good news and bad news. Good news for the fans, bad news for the girls.
I was just waiting for somebody to call in and use that line. I knew it was coming.
You got it, buddy.
All right, Bob.
Okay, hang in there.
You idiot. Thanks a lot. All right, who we got up here next on Sports Talk? Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Collinsworth.
Mr. Collinsworth, is my father around here? Who is this? No, I'm just Chris down here.
Okay, this is Kenny Pappas from Western Hills in Cincinnati.
Kenny?
Kathy.
Kathy. All right, Kathy.
How you doing?
I'm just peachy keen down here. What's going on your way?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
I celebrated my 18th birthday yesterday.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Goodness.
And I just want to tell you that I love the Bengals. I love everyone on the Bengals, and I think you guys are great. And I think you guys did a really fine job, but that's the breaks, you know?
Hey, you're my kind of woman now. I'm telling you what. This is great. Kathy, thank you so much for your phone calls. Good talking with you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're up next on Sports Talk.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Chris from Colerain.
It's the double C, Chris from Colerain. All right. What's going on out in Colerain tonight?
Oh, nothing much.
Yeah?
When are you going to be making any more special appearances?
Special appearances. I'm going to be... am I going to be making any more special appearances? I don't know. I haven't got anything on tap right now. I've been out of the city for a little while.
I would like to wish you a belated birthday.
Well, thank you very much. That's awfully sweet.
Oh, God.
You sound like a darling. You just made my night. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. That's it? The music comes up. They're telling me that I have to go. Well, I guess Trumpy gets 3 hours, but I only get 2 hours. I can't believe it around here. So I guess I can't talk to anybody else, but thank you, everybody, for your phone calls. I want to thank Mr. Jeff Ruby for stopping in and telling us the bad news about poor Tony Seville. I'm going to give him a call and apologize later on tonight. We've got, and thank you, Bill, for hanging out. I want to thank the people down at Queensgate La Rosa's for the fine pizza. And I guess I'm not supposed to read closing for Friday for Chris, but that's our show for tonight. Can you tell I'm reading this? That's our show for tonight. Thank you for your phone calls. Don't forget the Trump, returns next week after his extended leave out in sunny California. Coming up next on WLW is Badger on Basketball, the Metro Report, and then Talk... What? TalkNet? Who dreamed up all these things? And then TalkNet through the night. Goodness gracious. Be here Monday night at 7 for WLW Sports Talk. Bye-bye.